time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today it's the sights and sounds of the shore. Birds add so much beauty to our natural surroundings. Well, there's two types of birding we always speak about. One is birding by ear, which is typically me. And then there's birding by sight. Some birders don't count a bird unless they see them. Some birders count a bird if they hear them. Well, me, you don't always see every bird. So, hey, I'm just like, you know, there are people that will, and most times I'm going for a run or I'm on my bike. And with those, I never would have some type of earbuds in. But even when I go for a walk, I don't want earbuds in because I want to hear what nature has to offer. And I'm not always searching to look for the bird, but I am searching to hear the bird. So again, you make your decision what you want to do. Because many people think of, you know, when they think about the shore, they think of, oh, those pesky gulls, and they call them seagulls, but they're really called gulls, at the beach. And we'll discuss them so you'll see them in a different light too. Shorebirds are not only beach birds. We will discuss all the wetlands and their species on today's show, so let's get started. And as I always discuss this, the birds will vary in your part of the country. Hey, think about this. Even if you live on the East Coast, West Coast, but if you live on the northern, western side, West Coast, or the southern side, you know, going towards Mexico, the birds will vary there as well. Now, let's talk about some of my favorite, and they happen to be the stalking birds. And right away, when people hear stalking, they're thinking about like humans and bad and stalking. No. Stalking is a good thing out in nature because they move so slowly, so delicate upon their prey. And one of my favorites is the great blue heron. And we see them, inland in all waterways as well, your local ponds and all that. But if you watch them, and hey, take the time to watch them, they will actually stalk their prey, and they move, it's like they move ever so slowly, and as they move ever so slowly, they barely even, think about how long their legs are, and they pull them out and back in, and barely make a ripple in the water. Pretty neat. And then the other two are the great egret and the snowy egret. And you can always look, because you can follow me on Tumblr, Twitter, Flickr, all these different things, and I always have a photo and a caption of the day. It's just wherever we're filming out in nature. And a lot of people follow me on Twitter. You can follow me at Joey B Outdoors, Joeybee Outdoors. And if you're following me there, you can tweet me a question or a comment about our shows here, which people many times do, so you're more than happy to, you know, receive those tweets from you. Hey, keep them coming. Well, both egrets, the great and the snowy, white, and you take a look at their size difference, color difference, but they are also in that stalking bird category, and they're just really, really cool to watch. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, my favorite bird of prey near the water, and this one's going to make sense, is the osprey. And the osprey, you have those nesting platforms. And with the nesting platforms, you're going to see, and you'll see them. They're man-made platforms that we put up. They actually look like poles with a flat top on a little piece of plywood. And the ospreys will come. You get into something like, let me think about the Sedge Islands and all this. You know, I'd kayak through the Sedge Islands. As you're kayaking through, there's platform after platforms because there's enough food, shelter, and space there then for all these ospreys. Pretty neat to see. Now, I'll give you two real cool recent experiences. My little niece Gabby is now large enough so I can take my sit-on-top kayak, have her sit right in front of me so I'm actually paddling slowly around her head. And the first time we go out, and this is about 2 weeks ago, we get out there and not realizing we start out in this tiny little lagoon. And as soon as we start to shove off, an osprey comes out of the tree, fish in talons, takes off. She sees that. Now think about this. I'm looking at it going, man, this is cool. And you're talking about like this 7-year-old kid's eyes light up. Well, we went out again last week because I always ask her because, you know, there's a distance where I have to get down to her house. And I'll say, well, what do you want me to bring? And she'll say, oh, I'll bring your kayak, bring your bike. So I always let her tell me what, you know, the activities that she wants to do. So we go back out in the kayak, same lagoon, out in a little bit open water, and an osprey comes from behind us, don't see him, comes alongside of us, and I sort of glance at him, and I'm saying, he's 10 feet off the water and 10 feet from us, swerves like right around us, and now is directly in front of the kayak, and we're paddling, and he's 10 feet above the water, and she's going, look at that, look at that. And then he just takes us straight up, almost like a jet in a fighter show or something, and it goes straight up. And she's, and in my mind, I'm going, man, this is cool. But think about the, like, through the eyes of a, you know, 7-year-old kid. And this is what shorebirds are about. Now, if you want to know about the osprey, you can go to joeyb.tv, I can't even spell my own name, joeyb.tv. And I filmed often with my friend Giselle Smisco. She is the Avian Wildlife Center, and her job is to get birds and release them back into the wild. And we actually filmed something for PBS with her, and it was releasing an osprey into the wild. And you need to check out their talons. They are so cool looking. You need to see the pads on their talons on the bottom of their feet, and it's like Velcro. You need to see the color, and I'm not even going to tell you the color. And don't leave this show here to go watch that show, but listen to me because I have so much to talk about shorebirds. And then go watch that show, and you will be so impressed with them. Now, from the stalking birds, go to what I call are my wave runners. And the piping plover, and one of my favorite birds, because you always hear me, it's amazing, as I talk about like every animal in the world, I keep going, well, that's my favorite. Well, guess what? Hey, I'm an environmental scientist. I'm out in the wild all the time. And then I see something. At that moment, it is now my favorite. Well, the piping plover, because there are many times that in nature, as a human society, we don't do things so well. This is one where we are. We're protecting some of their nesting, many of their nesting sites along the beaches. And the piping plover, not the greatest comeback, but is now having that positive comeback because of our environmental efforts. Hey, folks out there listening, keep it up. The next one of my wave runners is called, I'll call him by his name. He's a killdeer. Also a really cool looking bird. And if you're going, okay, so, you know, he's not totally describing their looks. Well, you can take a look at the Peterson field guides. And again, there's many other field guides out there. But the Peterson field guides for shorebirds, just a great one. Or again, you find a Peterson field guide for the east or for the west, and you'll also find, all those shorebirds typically are there as well. Now, my scooper selection of birds is the brown pelican. What makes them so cool is he's got a 6.5-foot wingspan. This guy is a large bird. If you watch him, he's got an energy-saving technique. A few flaps, and then he glides. And if you watch some of the songbirds around your house, so now you can pay attention when you get to the shore and watch him. If you look at some blue jays or a goldfinch, they do the same thing. They flap, 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 and then just glide. And you actually see them like, because now all of a sudden they're not flapping and using all that energy, they start to like sort of go closer to the ground. And they flap and go up. And it's just that pattern, you know, you could see a bird in by their pattern and their size and their color. Go, oh, that's a blue jay. Oh, that's a gold. And now you understand. Now, let's go to my synchronized divers. The synchronized divers, the double-crested cormorant. Now, great story is Monksville Reservoir, which I call my home court, 3,000 acres of water. I'll go there. No joke. I'll go there, and I might see on a busy day 10 kayakers, you know, maybe one bass boat. And many times I go there, and I am the only person on 3,000 acres of water. Well, during migration, I'm out there, and I'd say at least 100 cormorants are all there. And we talk about synchronized divers. It's funny that when one goes down, then all of a sudden, poof, they all go down. And when they all go down, again, they're diving, going for fish, going for eels. And then all of a sudden, they come, boop, boop, and they all pop up. But they pop up like 100 feet somewhere else or 200 feet somewhere else. And what I started to do was I'd watch them dive. They all go down, and I'd predict where they're going to pop up, and I'd kayak as fast as I could and then stop paddling so I just would glide to where I thought it was going to be. And all of a sudden, I'd be surrounded by cormorants. They'd look at me, and boom, they'd be down. And again, I didn't want to keep disturbing him, but it was just a really neat thing to see. And one of the comrades, we did a filmed a documentary, Glow of Freedom. We're in the Meadowlands, and I am watching a cormorant dive, comes up with a baby eel, and the baby eel is now wrapped around his beak. And this guy is trying to get it off his beak and into his mouth. So he got part of it in his mouth, and he just can't do it, and he can't figure it out. And he's on, because again, animals don't want to use energy, and this guy's battling using energy, trying to get this thing down. And he would dive into the water and then come up, and he'd still be there. And he did this a few times, and probably third or fourth time, he came up, bird was there, eel was gone. So either he ate it underwater, or he just had to say, all right, I can't keep this guy here. Now, when you look at these synchronized divers when they're drying their wings, they will actually stand there on a, you know, a little piece of wood, some log above the water, and it's almost like they're just fanning themselves out and their wings, and they just stay there. And it's almost like, you know, if you were laying down on the beach, and I am not a sun worshiper, not good for you at all. Plus, I can't sit down. It's hard for me to sit in this studio and do these shows because I'm the guy who's got to be on the move. I'm a guy who can't sit in a kayak for a long period of time. I got to get out, stretch my legs, got to walk around, hike, back in the kayak, and that's how my days go. Well, these double-breasted cormorants will just open their wings up, standing on a log, and just stay there like they're sunbathing, but they're drying those wings out. And that is really one of the, you know, just cooler things to see. I've got many photos of that. Now, when I use this term, you'll know which group I'm talking about. They are the scataholics. The scataholics, scat is le poupou. That is the Canada goose. Well, they scat everywhere. There are geese busters. There's companies that will chase them out of local parks. They've got, you know, sheepdogs and border collies and all these different dogs that actually get out and chase and chase and chase. Well, I'm going to tell you that, yeah, they're scataholics, but the goslings, the babies, they are adorable. Seeing them in the early spring is worthwhile saying, all right, do I trade some geese scat for the goslings? And I guess so, yeah. Now, my favorite diving bird is, because I the synchronized divers before, but this is a favorite diving bird, is the red-breasted merganser. He's cool looking. His cousin, the hooded merganser, looks like he's got a funky hairdo. Once again, you got to check it out in the bird books. And you're watching them by their colors, by their shape, long beaks, just slender, just great looking birds, you know, and the duck list is just countless. Now, let's go to the gulls. And they are not just shorebirds, because I've been to the Great Salt Lake and you're in the middle of nowhere and gulls are there. So gulls are not just shorebirds, but people call them seagulls because they see them at the sea and they're really called gulls. First thing is, don't feed them. We shouldn't be feeding any wildlife out there. Don't feed them because, especially if you happen to be at the shore, then they become pests. They are learning to depend upon you. Well, a couple of different birds. The ringbill gull, and as Peterson in his book, he states, it's similar to the herring gull, but smaller. He's more buoyant. And his key features, he's got a black ring encircling and a yellowish or pale greenish legs. Really good guy to look at. The herring gull, he's the big guy on the block, the big guy on the beach. He's gray in color. You probably notice this because he's the bully of the beach. He'll outmuscle all the other gulls, and he takes control of his territory. And the laughing gull, which probably is not too tough to find because birding by ear, you can listen to the sound of him. And he has a black head in the summer because, again, most people tend to go to the shore when it's, you know, it's amazing. Most people go to the shore in the summertime. The sun worshipers, and again, sometimes just people in family vacations and all this. Well, I'm going to let you know that some of the greatest times to go to the beach are early spring, late fall. Actually, hey, I go there in the wintertime if I'm on that part of the country because I'm always traveling, but because it's peaceful, it's tranquil, and you get to see some other animals. You might get to see seals that would never normally come up to the beach with all those people, so you get to see all of that. Now, the next is the tern family. These are the one, if you're a fisherman and you want to catch fish, don't follow the gulls. Because some people say, well, let's follow the gulls. No, follow the terns. When they are diving and catching bait fish, there are big fish eating, feeding right there. So you need to make sure that you check them out. And there's nothing common about the common tern. He's black-capped. His aerial display is spectacular when you see him diving down in there. And I thought that, you know, talking about all these birds, I said, I'm going to shorebirds. I said I'd end the show with someone cool. So I did a coin flip. It went up, came down, and it was the black skimmer versus the American oyster catcher. Hey, and guess what? You Google these images or go to Peterson. And no, don't do it yet. Not yet. You want to listen to the show because I got some good stuff to tell you here. Don't leave me now. Well, the winner of the coin flip was the American oyster catcher. His red bill. The black skimmer, the red bill feeding to black. I mean, you look at both of them, and they're just unique in their features, unique in the way that they feed. You got to check these guys out. There's so many other shorebirds. What's your favorite? Tweet me at Joey B Outdoors. Let me know. Find your own favorites. Get out and enjoy. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. That was awesome.